Program 8. Practice what you can say or hear communicating with people.
Number 1.
He was so tired, he could hardly move. Walk. Sit. Eat. Speak. Number 2.
The man wanted to be a great sportsman. He trained hard. Ran. Walked. Exercised his body. Learned. And he won in the competition. Number 3.
The boy was unhappy because his parents didn't let him do a lot of things. Sit up late at night. Read in bed. Ride a motorcycle. Invite his friends home. Were his parents right? Number 4.
The chief made his secretary be punctual and efficient. Come on time. Take all the messages by phone. Type all sorts of papers. Inform him of all the visitors. Are these requirements sensible? Number 5.
Moscow has a long history. There used to be many palaces, mansions, churches, lovely small streets, places associated with great names of the country. Number 6. It's interesting to know history, isn't it? Learn. Meet people. Travel. Make discoveries.
Number 7. Our sociologist asks you to answer the following questions. There are some prompts for you below the questions.
How long have you been working in your recent office, or maybe studying at the faculty? Oh, have you? Have you been working at any interesting problem? You don't regret it, do you? Have you achieved any good results? Oh, I see. What have you been doing with yourself in your free time? Have you been enjoying yourself? What else have you been doing? You do lead a busy life, don't you?
I've been working for 3 years in my recent office. I've been studying at the faculty for 3 years. I've been studying at the faculty for 3 months. Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Yes, I do. I haven't done anything so far. No, I don't. I've done something. I've been doing a lot of things. Reading, painting, visiting museums, attending lectures. Yes, I have. No, I haven't. I wish I could do more interesting things. I've been studying history. Nothing special. Yes, I do. No, I don't. I wish I could do much more.
Number 8.
Need a conversation starter? Here's a story of this kind. Why not learn it?
Gioconda. Gioconda, the mysterious picture. She has no eyebrows. It was the fashion in Renaissance Florence to shave them off. The real name of the painting is not Mona Lisa. It is La Gioconda. It is a portrait of a middle-class Florentine woman, the wife of a merchant named Francesco del Gioconda. The painting measures less than 2 feet by 2 feet. X-rays of the Mona Lisa show that there are 3 completely different versions of the same subject, all painted by Leonardo under the final portrait.
Number 9. Do these things happen at the airport?
I have just missed the British Airways flight to Paris. Can you book me a seat on the next plane?
It's hardly possible, sir. I'm afraid the plane is completely full, and there isn't another flight until 17 hours.
This is stupid. I left my hotel more than 2 hours ago in order to get here in time. And what happened? My taxi driver couldn't drive at more than 10 miles an hour because of the traffic.
I'm sorry, sir. I'll try Air France for you. I tried hard, but I'm afraid all their planes are fully booked too.
You English make me angry. Why can't you build better roads?
I agree with you, sir. English traffic is very bad. Now, if you will excuse me, there's another gentleman here.
It was the same yesterday. I flew from Liverpool to London. I spent 1 hour at the airport, 3/4 of an hour in the plane, and 3.5 hours on the road. When I reached my hotel in Piccadilly, you can hardly believe it. The dinner was over.
I'm sorry, sir. Now, if you don't mind...
You English do everything slowly. Now, in my country...
So we are slow, are we? Then it's because of people like you. You talk too much and take up too much of my time. I really must attend to this gentleman, sir.
You English always stick together.
I must disappoint you, sir. I'm not English. I'm a foreigner, like you. Number 10.
There's no place like home.
Home. Sweet, homely home. The English like their home. They enjoy its quiet pleasures, its comfort, its sweetly familiar atmosphere. Home means one's country when one is abroad. Home means one's family. Home means a country's independence. Home is the residence, the dwelling, the house. Home is everything. That is why the English prefer a club to a cafe or a restaurant, a boarding house to a hotel. When the English are far away from their homeland, they do their best to preserve the ways of home life, in food, in dress, in manners, in everything as far as possible. And they like to say, there's no place like home. Do you agree?
Open your heart to noble ideas. Here's a fragment of the poem by Rudyard Kipling. He wrote it as a will to his son. Listen to it. And if you agree with the poet, try to learn the verses by 4 lines each day. I'm sure you'll admire the verses and the music that follows them.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired of waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster, and treat those two impostors just the same. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 minutes worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.